Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezra chapters 4 to 6. God will turn every blockade to our benefit. We read in Ezra chapter 5 verse 2 like this. So Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Zorodak rose up and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them. And again we read in chapter 6 verses 15 and 16. Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. Then the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the descendants of the captivity celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. When the Jews under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Jeshua started building the temple, the Gentiles in the area of Judah and Jerusalem tried to block the efforts. These were the Samaritans who had been planted in the land of Israel, who did not mean to unite in the worship of the Lord according to His word. At first, they attempted to join forces and requested that they wanted to be a part of the temple reconstruction. However, Zerubbabel and Jeshua did not allow them to participate as they were wise and discerning. Then these adversaries tried to discourage the people of Judah, troubled the people who were building, and hired counselors to frustrate the building efforts. When these attempts still did not succeed, they wrote a letter of accusation against the building efforts, to which the king responded by promptly halting the construction. However, God used prophets Haggai and Zechariah to encourage the leaders as well as the elders of the Jews to secure permission to resume building the temple. In response to this request, King Darius issued a decree for rebuilding the temple immediately. Not only that, the entire cost of rebuilding will be borne by King Darius through the money taken from the taxes of the people. All the sacrificial animals and other materials would be provided by the king as well. If anyone resists the building efforts anymore, they would be hanged to death. We read in Ezra chapter 6 verse 14 like this. So the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the command of Cyrus, Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. This teaches us a very important principle. When we are doing God's work according to God's plan in God's timetable, God will turn every blockade that comes against our efforts to our benefit. If we are steadfast in our work of God, we will definitely succeed when we put our trust in God. Today, we are involved in the work of God in building the church of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ has issued this wonderful promise to us in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Let us not become intimidated or discouraged by the attacks of Satan, who is our enemy. Through God's help, let us rise up and do our part without fear in building the church of God as Zerubbabel and Jeshua did in their time.